When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, it's Dan from Desert Island Dicks, and this episode is an old dick in that it's one we've put out before and we thought you might want to hear it again. It's Stephen K. Amos from Desert Island Dicks live a few years ago. Yeah, probably. Wow, how time flies. Anyway, it was recorded at 21 Soho, and he was, I think, straight away one of my favourite guests we've ever had. I think if you haven't heard this one, I hope you enjoy it. I think he was such a great guest and a really lovely guy as well. And the reason we're doing this is to once again remind you that we are taking part once again in the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival in November, Thursday the 2nd of November at the Bedford Pub in Balham, southwest London. It's really fun, and oh, did I mention that the guest we've got is the wonderful, I mean, bordering on national treasure, Jenny Eclair. That's right, she's going to be fantastic. I just know it. I just bloody know it, guys. Get your tickets now at cheerfulearful.co.uk. I think it's under a tenner. It's like £8 and a little booking fee, so it's less than a tenner, which is, I mean, God, an evening of entertainment for that. I mean, that's pretty good. And there are some other good podcasts that you can get tickets for on that night as well. But ours is the best one. No, it's not the best. It's just different. Ours is, you know, ours is our one. And hopefully, given that you're listening to this, you will enjoy it. I would love to see you all there. It would be really nice. I had a real laugh last time with John Robbins. I think it'll be a good one. So listen, sit back, relax, or just carry on standing. Do whatever you do. Find a position for your body to be in and enjoy this podcast with Stephen K. Amos live on Desert Island Dicks. I'm Dan Benedictus, and welcome to Desert Island Dicks Live! Thank you. This is the show that sees you marooned on a desert island after a plane crash with the worst people and worst things imaginable. Who they are and why they're a dick is up to our guest, and here to share their Desert Island Dicks with us today is comedian Stephen K. Amos!
Hello.
How are you?
Pretending we haven't just met already.
Yes, we have. No.
How are you doing? Thank you for coming.
Fucking hell, the light's on. Jesus. Oh, that's better. Yeah.
They're bright enough that I can see, you know, you see the veins at the back of your eye, you know, like when you go to an optician.
Yes, I'm aware. this feels quite dangerous, but it feels quite nice as well.
Yeah.
I like this. Not been here before. It's great.
Good. Well, we've got a lovely, edgy, warm tension, so, you know, it's a good way to start. Stephen,
yes.
Are you a ranty man? Do you find it easy to compile lists of people that you hate?
I'm not a ranty man by nature, but I, you know, particularly in the lockdown we've had, a lot of things begin to piss me right off.
Mm.
And I don't mind writing lists and telling people from the rooftops.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
Well, yeah, because I spent too many years being so English, you know, when you're in the car and someone cuts you up and in your car you're just going, shouting at that person who can't hear you.
Yeah.
That kind of madness. But now I wind the window down, I let them know. Yeah.
Nice. So was it difficult sort of whittling it down to like a small list?
Oh, God, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are dickheads, really, aren't they? Yeah, people are twats, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're spoilt for choice in a cynical world, you know, like there's so much choice these days.
I did normally look to try and find the goodness in people because I've got a very positive disposition anyway. But, you know, as I said, the last 18 months, 2 years has given all of us the time to reflect about not just people in our lives, but at the philosophical question about the meaning of life anyway. Mm. Deep, yeah? Deep. Yeah.
I like to think of it because, I can find myself going, I just put hate out into the world by doing this podcast regularly. I like to sort of think that, you know, it's a cathartic experience and we're cleansing each other, you know, cleansing our souls and we're better people afterwards. It's not the case, but let's, you know, we can sort of kid ourselves like that. But let's just get straight into it. And who's going to be your first person joining you on the island?
Or joining you on the island? Do we have any idea what kind of island it is, where we're stranded? Does that matter?
I mean, we can tweak it if you want, but I'm going to go for the stereotypical, you know, sunshine, palm trees kind of, you know, desert island.
Yeah, yeah. Because that is my, first of all, my idea of hell. You know, a holiday, a beach type holiday. Fuck that shit. I don't, do you know what I mean? I don't need to be sitting in the sun, sunbathing. I don't need any more tanning. I'm quite happy with my hue. But yeah, in terms of being stranded, if it was a shipwreck or a plane crash, the person who's at the top of my list who would be the worst person to be stranded with, I'll be honest, guys, it's my 82-year-old father.
Oh, your dad, okay. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. There is no way to sugarcoat this shit. He's a cunt. I'm really sorry, but I had no idea. I had no, after all these years, right? I'm not even kidding, right? He stayed with me during the first lockdown for 3 weeks. He rang me up, right? And I had no idea what an arsehole he is. Really, honestly. He treated me in my own house like an entrapped slave. In my own house.
So, I mean, on a desert island, that's not really going to help at all, is it?
I know. Like, you know, all I could think of was me becoming his, literally, his man Friday. You know what I mean? Every morning he'd demand cheese on toast. He's Nigerian, by the way. I don't know why I'm just sort of shouting out an accent. Yeah, he's a very proud Nigerian man, very proud of my heritage. But oh my goodness, I saw it firsthand. Cheese on toast for breakfast every morning.
Yeah.
We all know that's supper, right? For a start.
Yeah, my son does the same thing. Maybe he'd get on with your dad. I don't know. That's his current thing.
How old is your son?
He's 4 and a half.
Oh yeah. My God, he would not go on with my dad.
No, okay.
No, my dad would probably kill him.
Well,
that's a horrible thing to say. Edit the way down. He won't kill anybody. No, he's just one of these people that, and I should cut him some slack maybe because he's of that age, that he's had a life, he did work very, very hard, and he's set in his ways. I mean, I'm set in my ways as well, but this man is stubborn. This man is so stubborn and just doesn't make any logical sense in my world, right? Mm. I'll give an example. I've got into watching murder documentaries, yeah? Like real-life murder documentaries, like not CSI, not the Bill, right? But real life ones. They normally have them from America, where they have reenactments, and at the end they have like the final scene where the murderer is being sentenced in a court in America. And I was getting my dad into one of these. We're watching it, and at that last scene, my dad just goes, "Oh look, they appear to have got the wrong man." I said, "What? Well, we didn't see him earlier." I said, Dad, there were actors earlier. Of course it's not the same man. We don't walk around with a film crew with us. What's wrong with you? He would not have it. It was like miscarriage of justice. And when I came back, right, I bought cheese on toast. I remembered it. Because I live in southwest London. You're southeast, aren't you?
Southeast, yeah.
Yeah, I've got money. Basically... I came back from my local Waitrose because, and it was during lockdown. Do you know what Waitrose is, brother? And it was in the middle of the first lockdown, but there was no queues whatsoever. Brilliant, yeah. No a toilet roll in abundance, yeah. So I bought myself some selection of cheeses, and I also, for the hell of it, bought flour. Fuck it, I could, and I did. And so I walked past Lidl, right, and I just threw the flour in people's faces. It was hilarious. It was like manna from heaven. They're like, So yeah, I got back to my house, and my dad's in my house. I opened the door, and get this, right? The heating in my house, I had no idea could be set to fucking lava. I mean, boiling. I'm like, why is it so hot in here, Dad? And he just went, "I don't pay the bill." That's what he said. I don't pay. Logical, right? But bloody hell. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, it's going to be interesting in a desert island scenario. I mean, like, we always revert to type when we're with our parents. Doesn't matter how old we get.
Mm.
And so obviously he's not going to be mucking in with the hard work again on the desert island. He's going to get you to build the shelter and do all the hard work, I imagine.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course he's going to do all that kind of shit. And I can't say no because I come from an era where, you know, parents could beat their children. Do you remember those days? Remember those days? Hello, anyone else? Where your parents could beat you. For, you know, and even if my dad or mum gave me a funny look, that's enough. I would know not to do shit or to back chat. That's why for me, this conversation is very cathartic. I think I will live long. That's what my dad says. Right? If I call my dad up, right, he just goes, ah, I was just talking about you, so clearly you are not a bastard. And that's supposed to make me feel good. Feel good? What? Yeah.
I mean, I suppose now he's 82, taking a beating from him is more of a sort of like, you know, it's not that hard now. It's probably, well, you know, well, more of a sort of, you know, just a show.
Well, I reckon I could take him, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I reckon I could fell him. Yeah, I could, yeah. You know, he'll drop with one punch, I reckon.
Well, maybe that's what's going to happen later on in the island.
Is that normal? Can you punch the elderly?
I think you can if they're your dad. I think it's allowed. No?
Oh, my God. I mean, do you know what? And the weird thing is, when he was younger, his nickname was Smiler because he was a bit of a joker. And people used to say that I took after him, you know. But, you know, oh, my God, this, he complains. I don't know if it's an age thing. He moans all the fucking time. I don't think I've ever heard him say a nice word about anybody. We're watching a program, right? And there's a film, and there was a guy on the screen with a beard, quite a big beard. And my dad just went, oh, God. Look at that hairy face. Why? Dad, this has got nothing to do with the fucking film. What's wrong with you? Well, why is he doing that? Oh, fucking hell. Because, yeah. You know what? Maybe it's in a way I'm trying to find reasons to get my parents back. Because when we were kids, I mean, I've come from quite a large family. There's six of us, right? How many siblings have you got?
I've got two.
Two, so quite small. Quite, yeah. You know, relatively, quite a small family. Yeah. You know, quite sensible, some would say. quite English, white English, some would say. But yeah, we got a whole fucking tribe. Oh my God. I remember saying to my parents, what are you trying to do? Get yourselves a football team? And my dad was like, no, we're hedging our bets in case of our future organ failure. So maybe it's payback time because we were never ever allowed to go trick or treating, right? Or anything like that, Halloween. And so what we used to do, me and my sister, we used to go sneak out of the house. And obviously we couldn't dress up, so we had to go trick-or-treating wearing normal clothes, right? So we'd knock on people's doors, and they'd go, hello, young boy, what have you come as? And I'd go, a werewolf. And they'd go, but you're just wearing regular clothes. And I'd go, there's no fucking full moon, is there? Give me money. Yeah, my parents were quite tough. And you know what? And to give it some balance, it was because they wanted the best for us. They were very scared, very protective, so we weren't allowed to go anywhere. In fact, I remember I said, Dad, can I go and join the Scouts? All my mates at school, they joined the Scouts. You can learn stuff. And I was like, oh, like what? I was like, orienteering, map reading. And my dad literally went, okay, I will drive you to the middle of a field. I will leave you there. You find your way home. What are you talking about? It's not the same.
Yeah, I don't want to be a homing pigeon.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, I think you've built up a beautiful picture of why it would be an absolute nightmare to be stuck on an island with your father. So,
Do you know what, Dan? I think it would be an absolute nightmare for me, but I guarantee some of your listeners and maybe some of the people in this audience here this evening, you probably enjoy it. You probably find him really entertaining. Yeah, give it 6 months. You'll commit a murder on the island.
Okay, well, who's going to be joining the two of you? Who's the next dick?
My next dick as far as I'm concerned, and I wouldn't normally do this. I think you have given a license with this podcast for people to be mean. That's what I think. People to be mean. But I think this dick deserved to be called that for being a dick. Jeremy Clarkson.
Okay, yeah. Well, the crowd is against you. Let's see if you can win them over. Why do you dislike Jeremy Clarkson?
Oh, my God. This man is the epitome of fucking entitlement, isn't he? Mm. And this man has done so many things wrong publicly and still gets away with it and gets a job. How the fuck does that work?
Well,
this Boris is the same Johnson. Man. This is, sorry, Dan, I'm finished ranting. This is the same man who was finally let go from Top Gear because he punched a producer, if you remember that, yeah? And when 2 months later, he's got another gig with fucking Amazon Prime. What the fuck's going on? Is this man going to be punished? And then the next month, he's hosting the new version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? What the fuck? What does he have to do? Kill my dad on an island? Always getting away with it. That's not fair, is it?
No, no, it's not. I mean, I was just going to say, we have Boris Johnson as a prime minister, so it's kind of, you know, it's kind of the way things are going, isn't it?
What's the subtext there, then?
I don't know, like, a lot of... stupid rich white men getting away with a lot of stuff. I don't know, yeah.
Well, he is Clarkson. Isn't he part of the, what do they call that? The sect, that area that he lives in? Chipping Norton. Yeah, that's right. Because I've done a gig in Chipping Norton. Oh, my God. It's a different world, swear to God. Honestly, I mean, it's beautiful. And people have, you know, those long drives and whatever. And the pubs there, they look to me like I just arrived from the moon. They're like, there he is. Yeah, so there's all that sect there, because that's where Chequers is. That's near there, you know, the Prime Minister's official country residence. And that's where former Prime Ministers live in that area. Clarkson's got an estate around there as well. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
And there's a whole clique of them. Clique of them. It's not right. It's not normal. It's pretty sinister, if you ask me.
He's doing something now where he's got a farm. He's got a show about him being a farmer, and it's like, what the fuck is going on with that? Like, stop giving the man TV shows.
He can do what he wants, really. I bet if you move his head up a little bit, 666 under there. Just under the hairline. Yeah. And he's just got this air of arrogance. And like, do you know what I mean? And like, to give you more context, I used to do a lot of TV warm-up. And to give you an idea what that is, it's when you go and watch a TV show being recorded, maybe a sitcom or a TV show, there's normally a comedian who goes on and entertains the live audience in the studio up and down while they're doing the shots. Jeremy Clarkson had a chat show pilot that I did the warm-up for all those years ago, probably about 20 years ago now, and he's one of the only people I've worked on a show with in that context who didn't even say a fucking word to me. Yeah, yeah. Where is he now? Chipping Norton.
Yeah.
And I'm in Soho. Yeah, it's just that arrogance. And also, to add insult to injury, yeah, he's got a column in The Sun. Oh! Oh! That's a newspaper, by the way. It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah. Practically, on an island, he's going to just be a lot of hard work. I mean, apart from the fact he's going to be hard work because he's a pain in the arse. Also, just he's not, you know, we have seen from his exploits on television, he's not very practical and he's just going to sort of fuck everything up a lot. And then, you know, probably quite revel in that because that's his thing that he does, is get in the way and fuck things up.
Yeah.
So that's going to be quite annoying.
Yeah.
Him and your dad, I don't know how they're going to get along.
Well, I'm hoping my dad will get one up over on him. Not quite sure how that's going to work because I know, you know, Clarkson's into his cars, you know, the extension of the penis, that stuff. I was going to say something really inappropriate, but I stopped myself. No.
I can't control them. I'm sorry. I don't know.
No. No. So Clarkson, he'd be, you know, trying to boss things around as usual.
Yeah.
And I found it quite interesting. I don't know if you know this, Dan, but him and Piers Morgan don't get along. Did you know that? Did you know that? You're hilarious.
But they're basically the same person.
Exactly.
That's probably why they're like
exactly.
Can only be one of me.
Where? Yeah. Surely nobody can be a tit like that. Oh, yes, you can. Like looking in the fucking mirror, bellends. Sorry, I don't normally hate on people. What? He can fuck off.
It's catharsis. It's fine. It's a very healing process.
Connie, I mean, does anyone here got anything good to say about Jeremy Clarkson? Anything good? Oh, thank you.
He's getting old, so, you know, his days are numbered. It's a positive. I'm saying it's a positive. Oh, it's all fine. Oh, like, come here and watch a podcast where we hate people. Oh, no, don't hate people. Fuck you, people. But thanks for coming.
Well, yeah, I don't like him. Smug twat.
Yeah.
He's got that face, isn't he? I'm not advocating violence. You want to slap it, don't you?
Mm.
Yeah, with a fish. A rotting fish.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you'll have the opportunity on the island, so that's one thing, I think.
I wouldn't waste the fish. I'd shit on his face.
I mean, I was going to say, have we got anything more on Jeremy Cotson? But I think I'm quite curious to see who's going to round out this trio of dicks. Who's the final person joining?
The final person, Dan. I've got to say, this is. It's not the actual person because I think I kind of like this person, but it's more of what they kind of represent. Mm-hmm. And for me, it is the Pope.
Yeah. Okay.
Controversial. Controversial.
I forgot a lot of the people here, we gave free tickets to the Catholic Church down the road. So,
and they do a great job.
Yeah. Right, the Pope.
Yes, and I'll give you context as well, Daniel. It's because as a gay man, I've never ever felt accepted in a church. In a priest's private quarters, absolutely. But not in the church itself. So... that was a slow burner. That's what the priest said. I just don't like the hypocrisy of certain elements of the Catholic Church or organized religion. I think if you're going to practice a doctrine of love, that it should be unconditional, shouldn't have conditions. So I'm using the Pope as the figurehead, and I could have used another type of figurehead, but I don't want to have death threats. If you get my drift.
Yeah, I think the comedian Simon Amstel saying the problem with the Pope is you couldn't even kill him because they'll just replace him with another one. He just sort of regenerates. So it's like, you know, you kind of think, oh, right, this one's dead. Oh, mate. Oh no, there's another one. Fuck.
Do you know what? And then this one, you know, when he came in, he was actually lauded, mind the pun, as kind of one of the most progressive popes in recent modern times. And I did a program a couple of years ago called The Pilgrimage, where we retraced a genuine Roman Catholic pilgrimage from the bottom of the Swiss Alps into the Vatican. And on the last day of filming, they said we had a private half-hour audience with the Pope. That's right, a bit of respect. Have anyone here met the Pope? I didn't think so. So originally I said no, because I don't want to meet the Pope. But then I thought, actually, you know what? What a great opportunity to ask questions. So I did say to the producers, can we ask questions? And they said, what kind of questions? I gave them a list, and they said, this may spark some sort of incident. And word came back that from the Vatican, the Pope would answer any question. I was brilliant. So I did. We were there for 45 minutes, and it was cathartic. And he didn't come back with stock answers to the questions that I asked, which was brilliant. Mm. That's why I kind of liked him, but not the institution.
Yeah, I mean, because a couple of popes ago, so there was the one before this one, and then the one before that one, I think he was called John. He's been made a saint in death. So after he died, he's made a saint, and I looked it up, and it's because apparently after he died, two miracles happened, and these were that two people who were very ill prayed to him, and I don't know why you start praying to the Pope and not God. I don't know why you sort of take a circuitous route. Anyway, they prayed to him, and then they got better, so they went, great, we're going to make you a saint because he saved these two people. And it's like, but you could have saved, like, tens of millions by letting people use condoms, you know, and, like, presenting this... Do you know what I mean? It's like... But, like, two old ladies stopped being ill in a country somewhere, and they were like, he's definitely a fucking saint! It's like... Two people, and it's also like, well, after you died, what were you doing? Like, I met a guy once who is like a modern shaman, and he was saying how shamanism can cure cancer. I'm like, why are you at this barbecue? Because, like, do you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, obviously, you know, we all got to eat, but like, I think you've, you know, fucking come on, and it's that same kind of thing, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. That's fucking hilarious, right? Oh my god, yeah. Because yes, like, for example, I understand people, you know, wanting some sort of faith or wanting to find answers and whatever. But that's the beauty of this world. We don't necessarily know the answers. We don't know why. We can always question. We don't know. Like, for example, there's a very famous place in Ireland, a place called Knock. I don't know if people here do they know why it's famous. Anyone, madam? Yes. Did you hear that? Yes. Because apparently a statue of Our Lady, right, Mary, was seen to cry. And now Knock, right, is a religious shrine. People flock to Knock. Yeah? But the day the statue was seen to cry, it was also raining heavily.
Yeah. And I think people, yeah, because people want to believe these
people
things.
People want to, don't they? Like, look, oh, it's crying. It's fucking rain, you knobheads.
So, but no one's going, she's wet herself as well. Do you know what I mean? It's like, come on. There's a lot of things going on with that statue.
I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that having the Pope on an island is going to be frustrating where you're going to sort of say, look, we need to eat, we need to do that. And you've got someone who says, maybe God will provide. And you're like, maybe he will, or maybe he already has. We need to fucking climb the tree and get the coconuts. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, climbing the tree in all those robes is going to be a nightmare.
Right. Yeah. I'll be telling him, get that dress off and make it a hammock. We need to sleep. You know, because he'll be there on the island giving it all that blah, 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 God, 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 fuck it. He's like, mate, we're abandoned, we're shipwrecked on this island because of something God did. Hey, how about that? What are you praying for? Fucking pull your finger out.
I'm just thinking of like the nighttime discussions around the campfire of Clarkson and the Pope.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I chose these three people, you see, to entertain me. Do you know, I just watched them. I just, like, leave it in a sender device. Put them three in the middle and just sit back and relax. Go on, watch it kick off. Because, yeah. Right? You know, the Pope, he's got to be said, he is the spokesman for the man upstairs, right? Mm. And incidentally, by the way, the spokesman, the words the spokesman, is an anagram of Stephen K. Amos. Isn't that weird? The spokesman. That's true. Yeah. And I'm not saying I'm a spokesman myself, but there are very many similarities between myself and the Lord. Oh, yes, there are. Jesus wore robes and sandals. I, too, wear robes and sandals. Jesus was often persecuted. I've often been prosecuted. And on the odd occasion, Jesus was stoned. Do you see? Do you see, Dan?
Oh, great. Well, I think we're off to a fine start because you've got a lovely selection of characters and the interplay between them is just beautiful.
It's going to be beautiful, Dan. It's going to
be wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, in a hateful kind of way.
Oh, do you know, when I'm at the Popey Popey, it might be still on iPlayer. I'll get on, you know, you should try and watch it if you can. It's quite moving, right? At the end of the meeting with the Pope turned to me and asked me to pray for him to make him a better Pope. And at that point, I was like, fuck off, Popey Popey. If there are any extra prayers to be chucked out to forge some career prospects, fucking chuck them this way. Because you have reached the top of your fucking career ladder. There's no extra popey popey way to go for you, is there?
Okay, now, Stephen, mercifully, amongst the wreckage of the plane, there was some food and drink left over.
Oh.
Unfortunately for you, it's your least favourite food and drink in the world.
Yes.
What are they and why?
What are they and why? I will have to say I'm a man of a certain age. As I said to you earlier, I come from a very large family, so money was not tight, but we had to budget. So I remember as a child, not forced to eat, made to eat, things I would just put in the whole term of any kind of offal. liver, heart, kidneys. Oh, why? Tripe. Are we at war? My mum used to make tripe. I'd call it meat. What the fuck? I know it's from an animal. Tripe. It's the lining of the stomach of a cow, madam. The stomach of a cow. Not the foot. Not the back. Not the rump. The lining of the fucking stomach. That nobody should eat. Not even the fucking cows eat it. I can't even stand in a room and smell... Have you smelled tripe? It's like a rotting corpse. You know why? Because it's inside. It's not meant to be... Oh, kidney. Steak and kidney pie. Why fucking ruin a steak pie? Kidney. Have you had kidney?
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh.
And they look disgusting as well.
Oh, God, no. Awful. Fuck off.
I like that as a slogan. Just like, you know, you have like marketing campaigns, you know, for things like that, and it could be the anti, just the awful fuck off. It's a good t-shirt.
And I'm sorry if there are any vegetarians or vegan types here tonight, but, you know, I'll be honest, and listeners, I like a good bit of meat. Who doesn't, Dan? Do you know what I mean? I like my meats. Don't have a go. Don't come for me. But I'm at the stage now in my life that I can afford a nice cut of meat. Yeah? I'm not gonna even bits of bacon. I don't do bacon anymore. What the fuck is bacon? Oh, fuck! Nice bit of meat. Yes. Awful.
Yeah, I think it's just, it feels like, like you said, you're not at war, so what's the point? And all like the functional bits of the animal, it's like, what does the liver do? It filters out all the bad shit. So, oh, let's eat that. It's like, all the the kidneys, well, they're filtering the piss. You're like, well, let's eat something that all of the piss from this animal's entire life has been through. Yeah. Or just like a nice cut from the back that's just sat there being the back. That's okay. But it's like, piss filters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tripe, though, the tripe. Oh, my God. I even Googled tripe yesterday just to remind myself what my parents put us through, right? Mm. They used to, if you haven't seen it, go online. If you want to be sick, watch this. They have to get, when you get the tripe out of the beast, right? It's kind of a grayish, filthy color and it stinks. They have to boil it. They have to boil it within an inch of its other life, right? And then they have to dye it so it's palatable to see. How disgusting is that? Tripe. Oh!
It's mad looking as well. It's sort of like hexagonal.
Yes.
It's like weird little shapes, isn't
yes.
it? It's fucking mad.
Oh, yeah, my mum used to buy it from the butchers. Hmm. The butchers, and bring it home. We used to help her make it. What? Why do you do that to a child? I was a child. Today we're having tripe. No!
So my father-in-law is Chinese, and they have a very holistic approach to eating animals. And like he told me, there's a Chinese phrase which is, you can eat anything with four legs except for the table and the chair. And that's like a genuine thing. And in a way, I admire it, because, you know, there's no waste and everything, but sometimes it's a bit hard work, you know. And we were at a restaurant with the family, and it's like, you know, in this big round tables and this sort of lazy Susan in the middle, and you spin it around, and all these delicious things like roast duck and roast pork. And every time it spun around, I got sat next to this bowl, and all it just contained tubes. I don't know what they were. They were just bits of tubes. And I called it Pandora's bowl because I couldn't. And every time, because they're very hospitable people, and they'd be like, Dan, come on, eat up. And I'm like, okay. And when you're chewing it, it's just all I could think about is the function of this fucking tube. I'm like, it's gristly because all it did was push things through it, you know. And then the thing would spin round, and it was like a sliding doors sort of scenario. I'd be like, oh, there's the roast pork. And someone would, and I swear it was just a big prank. They just kept like, I'm like, oh fuck, tubes again. And it's just, I'm like, all the things on this table, like, there's so many nice things. Why are we still eating this shit?
I wonder what they were. They might have been a delicacy that you're unaware of.
No,
maybe
it's a bad delicacy.
Well, you don't know about Dan. Maybe you are just an uncultured English white man.
I am, but I was trying.
And you can't appreciate fallopian tubes. or whatever it was. I don't know.
This is your choice for the island. You don't like them either. I am an uncultured white man, but come on, Steve. These are bad tubes.
Do you know? I'm one of these. I would consider one of these anal people, but no, I'm a top. Yeah, if there's a weird thing or a tube or a kind of vein on a bit of meat, I'd take it off. I'm one of those kind of weird ones. You know what I mean? Someone's nodding there. You like just go, ooh, I just can't have it in my mouth. I can have lots of things in my mouth, but I just can't have that.
Okay, well...
Have you eaten anus before?
I haven't eaten... Well, not knowingly. Calamari's not anus, is it?
Yeah, pig's anus, yeah.
Nice. You look it up.
I have heard, in fact, we had a guest on this podcast that said that sometimes it's used as like a replacement for like cheap imitation calamari that you get in buffets. Sometimes they use it because it has a similar texture. So
no.
I think there might be something in it as like a... I don't know. Like, we have to go on Wikipedia this afterwards. I don't know, but...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is that a thing they do in Southeast London, is it?
Maybe. I mean, the Badlands. Yeah, I don't know. right, okay, so offal is going
to... Yeah, no offal, okay, no, I can't
so you're
going to
have
that.
Like a full buffet, and also it's going to be offal from a plane, so it's going to be particularly bad offal, you know, so plane offal in loads of... And maybe you can have like a little tray with the compartments of different offals. But what are you going to wash it down with? What's your drink choice going to be?
What's my drink choice? Oh, now I can't... I've got quite a selection. I've got one that is a memory of first... attempt at alcohol and not succeeding, and it was something called white diamond cider. Do anyone remember that?
Yeah.
And I think for a litre it was about 2p. And oh my God, so we could afford that as a kid. Back in the days before there was any health and safety business, you can go into a corner shop, you could give you 5 litres and get change off a pound note, and you'd sit in the park before people called you a tramp and get hammered. And this thing was like something like 27% or whatever. And it was disgusting. It tasted like white spirit, but oh my God, it fucking knocked you out.
Yeah, they're like the bottle of cider that always have 50% extra free. It's like, when you're just going to admit that's the size of the bottle, it's not extra free, it's just the permanent size of the bottle. Yeah, I mean, you're saying about cider and parks go hand in hand, don't they? It's,
That's, and I can't now, as an adult human man, the smell of cider, I can't bear it anymore.
Yeah.
Because I did chunder spectacularly. What a good word. Nobody says chunder enough, do they? That's a good chunder. I chundered for Jesus. I don't. And I chundered so much, right, that this is the first time I ever heard of the word bile, right? Because I hadn't eaten. I had about two litres to myself, and my friends had their own, right? And I was throwing up like there's no tomorrow, so much so that I just had convulsions like that. But there was nothing to throw up. Nothing. And then this green, slimy stuff. Yes! This green... it was hilarious, because it was like, I'd imagine that that's like when ladies know they're having about to give birth, you know, when they have the contractions, because it was involuntary. I was like, and I couldn't do anything to stop it, and there was nothing coming out. Oh my, the next day, the pain. Fuck it out.
Yeah. I remember my brother sort of telling me once, he was like, oh yeah, he started drinking, and he was like, oh yeah, I drink this stuff called Diamond White. And then my mum was in the supermarket with me, and she was like, oh, your brother, what beers does he like? I was like, oh, I think he likes Diamond White, mum, because he just told me. And then like, just didn't understand why my brother was so awkward when my mum was like, oh, I've bought you some of that cider that you like, darling. And I was like, what? Why is there a weird vibe? And then years later, I was like, ah, okay, right. That's inappropriate.
Yeah. Is it? What's your drink of choice?
Choice? What? When I was young?
Yeah. What made you?
Yeah. Same. Like the Diamond White in the park.
Really?
I think it was called Turbo White.
Turbo.
Yeah. It's like flashier. It's
Southeast London. Yeah. See, Diamond. Well, this Turbo.
Thing is, you look at the labels on these things. And it's like pictures of apple trees and orchards. You know. Like, this is not the reality. Like, you should have like a fucking park bench and like a broken basketball net or something. Like, you know, like a swing that's kind of tangled up. That would be a more accurate picture of how it's consumed. Well,
yeah, they should also have a link as to the process they use to make that fucking cider. Because I want to know where they get those apples from. Because that ain't normal. Yeah. What was that? It's made of onions. Shut up.
Wait, calamari
are
is pig's arse and
Fuck
cider
off.
Is onions.
No. Can someone Google that now? I have to find out. Are you serious? Onions. Who's got a phone? Can you... onions. Have you made that up? I wish it's true. That'd be fucking hilarious. Oh, my
Don't
God.
Don't they just sort of, like, get a vat of vodka and, like, toss an apple in and, like, sort of... I think they, like, put some apple ties in and that's sort of it. There you go.
No, it's got to be worse than that. I like onions.
Onions?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. Drink your onion cider. It's so bleak, isn't it? Like you've hardly touched your tripe. If you don't line your stomach with stomach lining.
Oh, maybe that's what you do. Maybe when they boil the tripe, they boiled water from the tripe, they put an apple in it, and that's your fucking cider.
Nice. Yeah. Well, if someone can look up, if you find out about the onion cider, then, like, you know, feel free to interrupt and we'll... I feel like there's a few screens lit up. It's like...
Oh, there's definitely
like
two
dictionary
there.
Dictionary corner.
Oh, there's no God. Signal in here.
Okay.
Thanks for trying, though, sir.
Okay, so yeah. Your drink choices are...
Yeah, that'd be that one. And then I would say... the other choice that I was going to mention would be a cocktail, be like a pina colada.
Okay.
You know, because when I was growing up, I thought, you know, because when I was growing up, cocktails weren't a thing. And then I hit about 19, everyone's talking about cocktails. And one of the big famous ones was pina colada, right? And if you've had pina colada, you know that's just shit. It's just sugar. It's shit. It's coloured water. It's fucking rubbish.
Yeah. Right. And also on a desert island as well, and it's all going to be warm. Like, you think, oh, this is a nice tropical drink, but yeah.
Exactly.
Warm and curdly.
No ice.
Okay. Good choice. Good choices. Okay, now, Steve, fortunately, you won't be without entertainment on the island. The plane's entertainment system continues to work, but just your luck, it only has two working settings. One is your least favourite film of all time, and the other is your least favourite song. What are they, and why are they so bad?
Okay, well, I couldn't pick a worst film of all time, but I picked a genre because I have never, I don't know why, it's just me and my family as well. I've not ever got into sci-fi at all or horror. So, and stand back, this is hot news, I've never seen any Star Wars film. I have never seen Star Trek. Honestly, these things just don't rock my world. You know, I'm not a Trekkie or wanker, as I call them. Or, you know, I can't tell you what Luke Skywalker's dad is, whatever. So all those cultural references have passed me by. Sci-fi just does nothing for me. For me, I prefer a real story. I don't want to go inside somebody else's imagination. That's probably because I'm a comedian, right? I think I can do better than that, but I haven't. So well done, George Lucas. Is that the right one?
Yeah.
Oh, and the Lord of the Rings. Who's that? Fuck off. What? Sci-fi, Lord of the what? Fuck off. I've not seen Harry Potter, not seen Lord of the Rings, not seen any of those bullshit things. Aren't they for children anyway? I feel weird going to watch a Harry Potter film as a grown-ass man, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think it's
in the cinema.
But you know Harry Potter as well, they have like the separate book covers. They have like the normal covers for kids and then they have the adult covers.
I don't know. Why would I know that?
But they do. So it's like if someone's on the train, you're like, well, I like Harry Potter, but I don't want to look like I'm reading Harry Potter. So they've got a slightly more grown-up cover. And you're like, we're just admitting that you think it's a children's book. Like, have the courage of your convictions if you're reading the kids' book about the wizard.
Well, yes. Well, and anyone who does that, who gets the different version cover, is a cunt.
Yeah.
That's got to be... No, come on. Yeah, you're right. It's read like, what you want. It's not... I admire the people who go on the tube or the bus and they watch Pornhub. I admire those honest people. Yeah. I admire you for your bravery and your honesty. Just go one step further, get your cock out and wank. That's what they should do. But if you're going to read another book, but then it's not that, fuck off, grow up.
And they're all so long these days as well. They're such long films.
Not Pornhub.
Pornhub. I don't, I mean, I've heard there's a range of options on there. But
there are.
But the sci-fi films, they're like 3.5 hours long or something.
I know, I don't have the patience or the inclination to get involved or engrossed in somebody else's world. Doesn't rock my... You know, J.K. Rowling, wonderful, lovely, love her. She's made billions. Fuck off.
And from what you said about your dad watching a crime drama with him, trying to like talk him through a long sci-fi film and what's going on, that's going to be challenging.
Right. He was like, why have they not found the ring yet? Where is the ring?
Okay, so sci-fi films.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, there's no. And horror films as well. I don't know why people put themselves through that. Why would you do that? Life is scary and shit enough as it is. Why do you want to see a horror film? To make you shit yourself.
I know, it's so horrible. I don't get it. Like, I watch a trailer and I think, this is just fucking brutal. This is my own time now. Like, I'm really tired. I can't watch this shit. It's horrible.
Gruel and horribleness. No.
Yeah.
Do you have any horror fans here? Yeah. What is it about horror you like?
Just fun.
Just fun? It's not the word I would use, madam. Fun. Fun, she said fun.
I know, that's slightly worrying, isn't it? But what's fun? Is it, do you like the feeling of being scared but feeling safe in your house? Is that it? Is it something to do with that? Or
it's adrenaline, I suppose. It's just like
adrenaline.
Oh. Mm. Are you the sort of person who stands on a train platform and leans across? Till the last minute.
Okay. Well, there we go. There we go.
That's fucking dangerous, isn't it?
Okay, and what would your... What would your song choice be as a distraction to the film?
A distraction to the film would have to be a song that really captured the imagination of the world, I think it was. But and I, at the first, I kind of admired it for its ballsiness and tenacity, but then I got sick to death of it. It is, of course, Gangnam Style.
Yes, yeah.
By what's his name? Twat, I think it
yeah.
was?
Yeah, I think Twat, yeah. Yeah, what the fuck was going on?
What happened to us? Is that when the world went to shit? Is that when we all went a bit mad? Because this thing, and people were doing the dance as well. Grown men and women were filming themselves online doing the fucking dance. And that song, I think, is the third most streamed or whatever it is song in the world ever. What's wrong with us? People, beings from another planet are looking at us going, what the fuck are those? We're not going there. Look at that. But you've got to hand it to that guy from Korea, I think he is.
Korean,
foul.
Yeah.
And now K-pop is a thing? K-pop. I'd rather be in a K-hole.
Gangnam Style feels like there are those moments where everyone goes insane, like you say. But it gets to the point where, like, you're watching Newsnight, and it's like, and to play us out, it's... And then, like, and watching newsreaders do the dance from Gangnam Style.
Sickening.
Oh,
sickening.
Come on, what the
oh,
hell?
Oh, look at all of us. We're all culturally aware and fuck off.
There's so many pop songs. Why this one now? And has anyone got ears? What the fuck is happening?
It burnt. It burnt my soul watching that. But I did go to him. I thought, props to you, because, you know, if you're going to have a one-hit wonder, right, make it that fucking big, surely, right? You can retire for life. But that, can you imagine playing that? In 20 years' time, all young kids, you don't know the music, the mood today shit. Here's what we played when I was young. You look like a bit of a tit, aren't you?
But it's not just annoying, it's kind of like abrasively annoying. It's not like a twee annoying thing. It's loud and aggressively annoying.
It's grating. It's grating. Yeah. I've got to be honest, very grating.
I mean, the idea of how angry it's going to make Jeremy Clarkson and the Pope is quite... I mean, that's quite a nice image. But, I mean, you're there as well, so it's
the thing is, I've thought about this. I've made sure all of these things connect, right? Because there's my dad, who, when he's a younger man, he could cook, right? And he's very used to cooking offal, right? And you got, you know, Jezza, you know, in his middle-class hoity-toity. He won't want to eat fucking tripe. My dad's going to make spicy tripe for him in a very good Nigerian spicy way. Oh, my God. Jeremy's ass is going to be like the flag holder of Japan. Do you know what I mean? Just big and bulging. And then, of course, the Pope would just be banging on that religion all the time. Bang. And they would get Jeremy pissed on cider. Fucking hell. Chundering. What a great image. You've made me angry, Daniel.
But think how good you'll feel afterwards, maybe... I've got no comeback. I've just made you angry. I'm sorry. I'm part of the problem. Hey, look, let's move on to another category.
Okay, there's more.
Distract you because finally, the island is overrun by the biggest dick of all the animals. Which animal is it and why?
Oh, right. Now, okay. This I found very hard to do because I am a fond person of animals. What kind of a sentence is that? I like animals, is what I'm trying to say. But I like the cute type of animals. You know, if I wasn't touring so much, I'd have a dog, a big dog. But the animal that I would like to see on said island, bear in mind it's an island with sand, yeah, surrounded by water, it'd have to be a camel.
Okay.
Because that is one ugly motherfucker. It's not the cutest beast in the world, is it? And I haven't decided one hump or two. Fuck it, I don't know yet. But a camel, an animal that's got one eye there and one eye there, but then can look there, fuck off. It's not meant to be on this planet. And it's got a hump that it stores shit in. What the fuck? How cool is that? It's got a hump.
They're very bad-tempered, aren't they, as well?
And they spit. Have you seen a camel spit? Oh, dear. Ooh.
Yeah.
Have you seen a camel chew?
It's like they dislocate the whole jaw.
It's not a pretty sight.
Yeah.
No.
I went on holiday once when I was little and...
With a camel?
Yeah, I know. It's a very exotic family. We were in Tunisia and we were riding camels because, you know, it's like a holiday, you got to try these things. And our camel was trying to mate with the other camels. And to attract it, they have this thing where they inflate their tongue. And so they sort of just blow this huge weird... And their tongue's kind of bluish. So they look over at the other camel and they make this noise. It kind of goes... like that. And like this fucking... It looks like... I don't... It looks like bubblegum made of like meat. It's just horrendous. And then the other camel's going... It's so bizarre. And then I'm like... I'm like 5 years old. I'm like, why is it doing that? It's like... Well, he wants to have sex with that other camel. It's like, our camel's going to have sex with the other one. It's terrifying.
Oh, bless.
I know.
I love your parents. They told you the truth. My parents would have gone, shut up, why are you looking at them? It's a different world, different world.
Yeah.
You're talking to your parents. Well, they're communicating about sex, Daniel. Stop staring at the camel. The camel wants private time. What are you looking at, stupid boy?
That's what you're going to hear, though, with your dad and all the camels now.
I know. Yeah. Well, we've only got one camel, though. Can't
well, no,
we were
saying
itself.
The island's overrun with
Oh, was it overrun with
overrun
oh,
by
no,
the biggest
that
I, dick.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's too many.
Camel stampede.
Oh, no. Oh, can I change it then?
You can
oh, no,
it.
I can't have too many camels. Ugh. Oh, no.
Broth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, because I was in, I did a gig in Dubai, and they have got those massive sand dune things. Don't know if anyone's been to Dubai. Not a pretty place. Questionable human rights. Anyway, and we went on this sand dune thing, and there were camels, and that is the first and only time I have sat on the back of a camel, and I will never do it again. It was very unsatisfying, I can tell you that. Yes.
Yeah, very uncomfortable.
Yeah, very uncomfortable. My buttocks needed massaging.
And that's probably hard to get done in Dubai, I imagine.
It was surprisingly very easy to get done in Dubai, if you're willing to pay. Yes, but you know, any animal that can last for days without food and water, fuck that.
Yeah.
It's going to outlive us.
Yeah.
Definitely. Can you imagine if the island was overrun with camels, we'd be eaten. What are our chances of survival?
Not looking good, Stephen.
Good. Let's get rid of the
fucking
camels.
But I mean, it's testament to the fact that you've picked an amazing selection of horrendous people and things for your island. So you have done an amazing job today on Desert Island X. So thank you so much for your choices. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I'm thinking. Well, I'm just thinking we have just enough time to maybe get a few submissions from the audience on some of their Desert Island dicks for us to critique.
Oh, let's
now
do
that
it.
You're
let's
an old hand at this.
I am an old hand, yes. And we have been handed something each. By a man. Thanks, that man.
I'm going to start this off. I've just got... The person's just written dog's cock. Who wrote dog's cock? Is this like your worst food or like your worst person?
Should we not, quiet now
when you don't have a card in front of you.
Yeah, let's not workshop that one, shall we?
We won't workshop. Okay, what have you got?
I've got both my current flatmates. The reason, they don't know how to use the toilets. Let's not embarrass anybody. Is that yours? That's yours? Oh, bless you. Wait, are your flatmates here?
No,
I'm talking to him, I'm not boss-eyed. I'm looking at him. you wrote these, yeah? Where do you live? Oh, that's not bad. And a flatmate, are they boys or girls?
Both boys.
Both boys. And they're just a bit piggish, are they?
Do they have a litter tray?
They don't know how to use a toilet. They don't know how to use a toilet brush. And they don't check to see whether the toilet's blocked after they've flushed it.
Oh.
And if you come into the toilet in the morning and the toilet is blocked, it's quite a shock to open the lid.
Oh. Yeah. Mm.
And they're grown men.
I'm just surprised they put the lid down, though. I mean, that's quite surprising.
I'm surprised they made it to the toilet.
Mm.
To be fair, have you thought about moving?
Yes.
Yeah. I've got leaf blowers written here. Leaf blowers. I mean, like the people who use the leaf blowers as well. I mean, on an island, it's going to be, I mean, both annoying and pointless as well. It's just like moving them around the island. It's like, oh, they come around the other side again
yeah.
with their leaves.
Yeah, no, I like a leaf blower myself.
Do you?
Yeah, because my council is Merton, Wimbledon. And they have my local park up the road. They have a man who blows. They have a man. It's a job, full time. This thing. It's a big thing. Not just one leaf blower thing. It's a massive thing. And he comes every morning. And by the time he's left in the evening, there's like 30 bags of leaves. Mm. I've asked him to come into my garden.
Okay, so
for dinner.
Well, leaf blowers are acceptable on your island then.
Richard Branson.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He did try to sue the NHS.
Yeah, but worse than that, he tried to charge people to go to the fucking moon. What a twat. Yeah. The moon's for everybody, right? Am I right? Do you remember when he launched Virgin Cola? Remember that? Virgin. Mm. He tried to beat Coca-Cola, and they went, fuck off. Taught me a lesson. Now him and Elon Musk are trying to get to the dickheads. You know, no. You know when people have got too much money, you don't wish ill on people, but you think you got too much. You want to go. Do you know what I mean? When you got too much, you go. Something should have happened on the way back. You know.
I'm with you.
I'm not wishing ill on people, but fuck off. Try to sue the NHS, but you got money to go to the fucking moon. What a twat. Anyway, angry. That goes for Amazon as well, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pay your right taxes.
Stephen, do you know what? I think it's been such a beautiful... Should we fit in one?
No, let's do them all. We've come to the point handing me a load of cars that fucking rushed me.
Okay.
Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig. She's too full of her own self-importance.
Yeah.
That's quite funny, whoever wrote that. that's Katie Price, Boris Johnson, Katie Price. Leave Katie Price out of it. What's she ever done for you? She's a great mother, by the way. Jeremy Corbyn? Fucking leave him alone. No, I'm having that. I like Jezza. He tried his best. Didn't win. ABBA? Yeah, they can fuck off. I've got £300 for a virtual show. Fuck off. Pop songs at 70 years of age? Fuck off. Pop-up pirate?
I think it's a game.
No. Bing the kids' cartoon.
Yeah,
Bing the kids' cartoon.
Do you know what? Bing, of all the people that have been picked in Desert Island Dicks, he's ranked third most picked, Bing the bunny.
What is it?
He's an incredibly annoying little rabbit, a cartoon rabbit that children watch. Like, it's for toddlers.
It's for children?
Yeah, and he's unbelievably annoying.
So who's picked this?
I don't know.
So you said it's for the top three, but why? It's not for you, it's for children, right?
Yes, but if you're a parent, you have to watch it quite a lot.
You don't have to. Put the kid in front of the box and
fuck
off.
Yeah, I know, but you are, and then it's like, depending.
No, you're not parenting properly. Put the fucker in a chair, strap it in, get him distracted. What are you doing? Bing is for distracting the fucking little tearaways.
I know, but that's the point, but you don't want you to watch it with them.
You don't have to watch it with them.
I don't have a separate wing in my house in South East London.
But you've got handcuffs, haven't you? You've got duct tape. Strap the baby down, put the TV on, fuck off and do some work. What are you doing, mate?
I can't
Bing.
Answer. I can't
Fuck
answer.
Leave Bing alone. It's not for you.
You haven't seen Bing.
I want to see Bing.
No one does. That's the point.
But the toddlers do. It's not for you. Is it? It's for the kids. I've not seen Peppa Pig. It's for the kids. You know what I mean? I'm not going to pick something the kids enjoy. Man, it makes no sense. It's not for you. Bing is designed for the kids. And we all know kids are stupid at that age, aren't they? They're just a ball of mess. Put them down, watch them, and you get work done. Bing, leave it alone.
This hasn't been a cathartic experience, has it, Stephen? I'm sorry. I lied to you to get you here. I'm sorry. But look, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much. Stephen, after this... Thank you so much. After this, I'm sure that everybody here wants to see more of you. Where can we see you on things at tours? What have you got going on at the moment?
Oh, my God. Follow me on socials. That's all I can say, because there are a lot of things happening all the time. I'm on all of them. Yeah, the Instas. I didn't realise Instagram was going to be this big thing. I only started like 5 years ago, and I originally called myself Moist Balls as a joke. as a joke with me and my friends. And they were like, you've got to change us now. Fuck, who knew? So everything's on Facebook and all that, Twitter and stuff like that, you know. Where the fuck did that come from?
We've gone past catharsis and ended up in Cornwall. So. Stephen, thank you again. It's been an absolute pleasure to
Thanks,
be your
Daniel.
Desert Islandics tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
So there you go, the wonderful Stephen K. Amos there, and it was so fun. And I can say that also he is a lovely man in real life as well, which is a nice thing to be able to say. So the reason we've put out a couple of old episodes this week is because we're having a little rest, because we put out episodes every single week, so sometimes you need a little rest to regroup. But we will be back next week with another episode. We've got Hannah and Susie from the Ghost Huns podcast coming up, and a load more besides, so we're going to start hammering them out again as usual. But in the meantime, you have yourself a week free of dicks, you hear me? Desert Island Dicks has been a Sync Clap production. It was dreamt up and created and produced by James Deacon. It was produced and presented by me, Dan Benedictus. A massive thank you to Chris Attaway for the editing on this episode, and a big how do you do, thank you sir, to the big man, Sir John Deacon. And I think that's it. Okay, bye-bye.